At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
All right, we're going to get to this tweet because media star Jason Kelce, also a phenomenal football player when he played, future Hall of Famer, said this: man, I love the 4th, one of the great days. We can all set aside our differences in this country, enjoy the one thing we all share in common, that we are Americans. Cheers to you, oh beautiful America. And a lot of people were very upset. We'll get to that in a second. But
why would they be upset with that?
Because people complain about everything. Everything. We would never do that here on this show. No. But you gave us some information during your very trustworthy news update. I'm going to go 9-9. I'm a hard grade. I thought it was excellent.
Thanks.
I don't know if it was flaw. I mean, was it flawless?
No, I think there was a moment I might have hesitated on a word. I didn't fumble.
No.
I did not bumble.
No, you are not Adrian Peterson. Remember, Dave, a lot of Adrian fumbles and like, should he hold the ball high like Tiki Barber?
Strong handshake.
Yeah,
couldn't hold the ball.
Wait, did he have strong hands?
That's what I've heard.
I never heard that before.
Interesting.
It hasn't really, post-football, not good for Adrian. Let's try some better things. So I asked for some station gossip first. Do you have any station gossip?
Well, as you were walking into the newsroom earlier, you noticed that there were a lot of us in the newsroom at
Murders
the same time.
Murders row, some would say.
Some would say. Point being, that's rare. We don't always have everybody there. And I think, by God, we were all in there.
Yeah.
And Steve Simpson, our trusted leader in the morning, came out of a unit.
Very summery shirt.
He did.
Looked good.
You know what? He's a well-dressed man.
He is a well-dressed man.
He enjoys shorts.
Yeah.
He'll wear them at the cusp. I mean, he will, the minute it's 40 degrees.
Yeah.
You know,
I have friends like that too.
Yeah.
That boom, it could be, once it gets to whatever the temperature is, and I think you're nuts. No. Put the shorts on.
Put the shorts on.
And there are people get very upset about it. Lighten up, honestly.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah.
Whoever Francis.
Okay, so are we battling with management?
We're not. I think we're battling with the company.
Oh.
And we're battling with the owners.
Soros? Are we taking on the Soroses?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to find out, get a text message to Soros and say, listen.
Soros.
Go
with Zorro. I mean, you might get that guy
too. Could be Zorro.
Zorro!
Antonio Banderas in the studio.
Exactly.
No, I think we need them to move. And they're not moving.
Are you looking for more vacation time?
I am.
Is that the holdout?
Yeah, they give me.
Susie wants to go from 15 weeks of vacation time to 16 weeks.
That's right.
So I mean, like, could we be picketing?
We might. Informational.
Informational picketing?
Yeah, that's
what does that mean?
That just means you're not really striking. You're just going, hey, here's what it would look like if we struck. But Steve said that.
Draw a picture.
That sounds about as scary as a Trump tariff threat. You know,
we're doing it. No, we're not.
When's the last time this station struck? It's been a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
I bet we could get some old friends on to tell us.
Have you ever been a part of a strike here at WCC Radio?
No.
Okay, so it's been 70, 80 years since
30.
We struck.
Shut up. You're so mean to me, you dog.
Okay, so then that's some gossip here.
Okay.
Anybody sleeping with anybody here?
Not in the building.
No.
People are sleeping with each other outside the building.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
So I had a date. I had a date.
You had a date.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that this person's not listening because they told me. They said straight up, they don't listen to the radio. And if they do, it's country.
Lindsay Peterson adds 1979, the last strike we had.
Good for Lindsay.
He
pulled that one up.
If we strike, can we do it in the winter when I'm out in California?
Yes.
And trust me, I'll be protesting right there about my drive's going astray.
Yes.
Okay, so we had a date. What day?
We had a date.
What day? Because I think the day matters. What day was
it was a Thursday evening.
Thursday, that's fine.
Okay.
That's Dave, I'm a little worried if you get the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday date.
Yeah. Okay. No, Thursday's great, and Susie's got Fridays off, so perfect for you.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
But I did have to work 4th of July morning because I filled in for Vanita, so it wasn't going to be a late night.
Okay.
But what?
Where'd you go?
Should I say or should I not?
Where
I'm
you went?
Not. I'm going to say it was a place. Well, because
why?
I'm going to ask you a question
cameras?
About a
okay.
comment that was
sure.
made, and
got
I'd
it.
Like it to remain relatively anonymous.
Sure, thanks. I hope we're not anonymous here. Or else the Zorroses are going to come in.
No, it was a nice dinner.
Yeah.
The person talked about themselves quite a bit. I was comfortable.
Too much?
Probably too much, but yeah. I was comfortable because it was a nice meal. I had a steak and potatoes yeah. and a salad.
Good.
Okay.
Bonanza?
It wasn't Bonanza.
Ponderosa.
Anyway, steak and ale?
Long and the short of it, mister, yeah. is that it came to the end.
Uh-oh.
And the person said that they lived very near to the place that we were.
Mm.
And I said, oh, that's nice. You can just go right home. And then the next part was, do you want a motorcycle ride? Person has a motorcycle.
Yep.
And I said, well, I have a dress on. I don't really want to get on a motorcycle. Well, he said you could get a little air up there.
Whoa.
Okay. So wait. Okay. Wait. This is the end. Wow. I'm tired.
Whoa.
I got to get up early the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment is made.
Yeah.
And I literally had no idea. This is how I can be really awful and raunchy, but I can also be quite naive and stupid and not know what a thing means.
But trusted.
But trusted.
Very trusted. Trusted. Yeah.
So this person said to me, I'm going to say this on the radio.
Let's go.
Okay. You know, I have a really high body count.
Talking about how many women you slept with?
I thought he was talking about how many people he killed. I mean, a body count.
It right? can be both.
A body count yeah. is the number of people yeah. who have been murdered. What's the body count?
Yeah.
Well, there's, I mean, it's sad. What's the body count when yeah. there's a tragedy?
Right.
This is where I go.
We're going to get to that horrifying event
yes.
at 12:35.
Yes.
He just volunteers. I have a high body count?
Three times.
Okay. He's done.
Twice at dinner and then on the way out the door. You know, I just want to let you know I really do. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Okay. So
one body you're not going to count.
Yeah. So are you thinking at this point, number of women he slept with, or are you still contemplating, is this the number of people he's killed?
I think I was getting it, but I was sort of letting it roll off me just because I was tired. And it's like, it wasn't necessarily begging, but it was getting close. Like, really, really, like, come on, before you leave, I want you to really understand that if you do this, you're not going to be disappointed.
Yeah, and you're on the list. I mean, you're just one on the list. I think I'm biased because I care for you so much.
But
I just
would you ever say that to a woman in conversation about, that you were interested in? I mean, you want to make the next move.
No. I would think, the only way I could think of this is if you're well into the relationship. And somebody says, hey, we're learning more
yes.
about each other. What,
yes.
what were you like single? But not in the first. Hey, how are you? Susie, I'm Ralph. I slept with a lot of women.
It just...
Want some water? I mean.
It really took me aback. And
he's out.
Oh, for sure. But I mean.
Yeah.
And for other reasons than that. But that one
teeth.
Really.
Teeth?
Teeth were fine.
401k?
Probably fine.
Yeah.
Make out?
I didn't even.
Just
we didn't.
Checking.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Did you feel the chemistry?
No.
Then? Okay. Well, obviously, a lot of women did.
I went in thinking, you know, I'm gonna be obvious. I'm gonna yeah. be honest. I was thinking about it because
yeah.
I haven't seen this person. I met him a long, long time ago.
Right.
It was kind of a setup, and I thought, you know what? If this
could
guy,
be.
If this guy smells good, there's a chance.
Yeah, we could have sex.
Easy.
Yeah.
I was seriously there.
Yeah.
Then you
the body left. Count. Three times?
Yes. And
is there anything you said to necessitate this? I mean,
here's what I think. And I dare say this on the air. I will. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I have a reputation. I've been known to be a connoisseur of men.
Okay. By the way, you also have told us.
I
think it was about that you have a high body count.
I have a very high body
count. Yeah. Right.
So
is it possible he heard it on air
right.
and
right.
he felt like he wanted
that's
to match
right.
body count?
That's right. That's what I think happened. Or he talked to people that, you know, because when I was younger, I was very busy.
Yeah.
And I was beautiful and sexy and attractive. Oh, wait, I still am.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know.
Very good. Very good.
Anyway, whatever. So, you know, no harm, no foul. No harm, no
yeah.
foul.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, but, you know.
What's his first name?
I'm not saying
well, that's not going to. What do you think that's going to narrow? You know, once you say his name.
Ralph. His name's Ralph.
Yeah, that's well, Ralph. I think I used Ralph.
Yeah, we're sticking with
count
Ralph.
Count out all the Ralphs now.
Yeah, Ralph or Ralph.
Well, I'm going to keep trying those. You think
why not? Why
who
not?
Who was I talking to? Oh, my niece. My sweet niece.
Yeah.
Never been
telling
interested.
Her about your body
no!
count? She's
no,
seven.
Yes, I. No, she's 24.
Okay.
Point is, I know I'm way over. My goodness, I'm taking way too much of your time. Anyway, she was on Bumble to get someone to buy her dinner. So she was doing dinner dates just to get dinner.
Yeah, not looking for a relationship,
no,
just looking for free food.
Right, but she has now found a nice guy, which
okay.
is terrific.
See, that's great.
I just think it's funny. I might that be a new approach for me.
Yeah.
Getting dinner.
Yeah, we'll just go with the body count. You're going to get a lot of dinners. I can assure
anyway,
you.
Anyway, I'm sorry for taking over the beginning.
No, we love it.
Love you guys.
Thank you. More Susie with Overrated. Here's Jason Kelce, former superstar center, now everywhere, their podcast, massive. Here's what Jason Kelce offered up on the 4th. Man, I love the 4th. One of the great days. We can all set aside our differences in this country and enjoy the one thing we all share in common, that we are American. Cheers to you, oh, beautiful America. Do you have a problem with that? Because plenty of people did. Plenty of people reacted. And this will shock you that people somehow were upset. Does that bug you, what Jason Kelce offered up? Are you thinking, who in the you know what is upset about that? What do you want to say about this? Maybe your body count. Now, we'll get to the body count another time, but just on Jason Kelce. On the Harrigan Hotline, call or text 651-461-9226. Okay, knowing it's National Chocolate Day, I kind of thought that was going to be the bumper thing.
It is World Chocolate Day.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. I love chocolate.
I know. I love chocolate, too.
Yeah.
Susie, chocolate treats. Let's go.
Yeah.
It is actually not the theme today.
Okay.
Guy singing right now, Ringo Starr. 85 years old today. 85 for Ringo. So in honor of him, we have drummers who also then went on to lead their own bands or go solo.
I like it. Jason Kelce on the 4th says this, man, I love the 4th, one of the great days. We can all set aside our differences in this country and enjoy the one thing we all share in common, that we are American. Cheers to you, oh, beautiful America. Dave, you bug by this.
It's a disgusting sentiment. How dare he? First of all, you said he posted that on the X, on the Twitter, whatever we call it.
Yes.
All right. A lot of people who are on X, Twitter, they're not American. They could be Canadian. They could be from Europe. Don't give everyone credit for being an American, Jason Kelce. That's disgusting behavior. No, it's fine. It's great.
Among the commentators, set aside differences. One party wants to feed children. The other wants to feed brown people to alligators. Oof. Being supremely disappointed by Kelce today was not on my bingo card. Another one. Love you, bud, but this is out of touch. I beg you to please read the room. So many are suffering.
Yeah.
On the same day, the president signed the big, beautiful bill. You can love it. You can hate it. That's a part of life. That's not all of life.
Correct.
You can be vociferously against the bill. Think it's going to harm kids in rural hospitals and be too tough. And kick, as the CBO has suggested, 12 million people off their health care. You're also still allowed to be proud to be an American. You don't only have to be proud as an American if you agree with everything that the president is doing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue Jason Kelce's politics. I've heard the podcast a couple times, not a lot. I don't think he talks politics a lot. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think Travis does. Are they just assuming because Travis dates Taylor and Taylor's endorsed Hillary and Biden and Harris, that because his brother's famous girlfriend has supported Democrats, that he then is a Democrat and he's tone deaf to what's going on?
You can make that connection.
What a leap.
Why do you have to look at it through your political sphere? You don't have to. Yes, of course you don't have to. You don't have to look at, well, everyone who voted this way or everybody who voted that way in the last election is evil. So how dare you put out a tweet like that when clearly half the country, you know, hates immigrants or, you know, wants everyone to starve, whatever it is. We could just have a nice tweet. We can just say, hey, this is a day to celebrate America, have a barbecue, blow up some fireworks, and you know what? Who cares about our political differences today? Sure, they matter.
Yeah.
Sure, it's going to matter even more tomorrow and the next day when we get in debates. But for today, we can all just love each other. We can all say to our neighbors, hey, happy to see you.
Now, at the White House, it was a celebration of the bill. And that's typical of Trump, mm-hmm. right? And it's a bill I would have voted no on. And I made that point repeatedly the last couple of weeks. The White House, but by the way, he won. He's winning a lot. The guy I won't spend 1 second considering voting for is winning a lot. That's just a fact, right? And if he wants to have a celebration in the White House, it's his White House. He won. A lot of times at the White House for holidays or state dinners. We haven't had a state dinner yet. Trump term two, have we?
Not that I know of.
You get a cross-section of, let's say, in this case, obviously the Republican is president. You get Democrats and you get other folks who come there and celebrate the head of Peru. The leader of Australia. And it's the president and maybe people in the opposite party who he doesn't agree with. And they just celebrate a relationship, or it's the 4th of July, or it's some other event where you normally on politics don't get along at all, but even in political circles, you still celebrate the 4th of July. Or, as you did, at 5 o'clock, you go to your parents' house, and you have a 4th of July event with your family. Or, as I did, have the 4th of July with my family, and here's how much politics we discussed. Zero. None. You're allowed to say the 4th is a great day, even if you don't agree with who is in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tough?
No, it shouldn't be tough, but there we go on social media again. Let's just fight, fight, fight. Let's bicker. Let's put the parties at each other's odds. Let's go after each other for no reason, because as you pointed out, we don't know his politics. We don't know the politics of almost anybody on social media. We shouldn't. But
how about
just broadcast that, you know, half the country's evil.
You're 100% right that I don't think we know it. But what if it was even, let's get two examples here. Donald Trump and AOC.
Okay, they're right.
Both said, let's just separate politics this day and celebrate America. What will be wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? Among the texts here on the topic, you'll never see his ceasefire on Twitter. That's probably fair. He just said in Iowa that he truly hates Democrats. Hard to get behind and be proud to be American. Trump wasn't just in Iowa, was he? I don't remember him in Iowa.
No.
Now, he said awful things about Democrats. Enemy of the people. So because Jason Kelsey's tweet, who doesn't tweet about politics, and then because Donald Trump's the president, so we can't be proud or we can't accept anybody who says they're proud to be American because you don't agree with the guy who's in the White House. By the way, a guy I would never vote for. Get out of here.
Give up on America.
Honestly.
It's over.
Pretty sure the most Jason has done is just say he doesn't agree with the current president. Nothing leaning one side or the other. Okay. Always possible. Here's one last one I'm going to get into. Because some texters mad that Susie reported, just like I think Steve earlier, that 9 years ago today, Philando Castile was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Tried. The officers involved tried. Found not guilty. There's also a celebration honoring Philando today. His mom, Valerie, just saw interviewed on TV. Susie played a soundbite. Somebody's very upset that Susie had the audacity. Shame on you. Shame on WCCO. This is sensational journalism. Could have pointed out all these other things. All those other things have been reported endlessly. If WCCO Radio, WCCO TV, the Pioneer Press, anybody wants to point out a well-discussed case that received national coverage, and it was 9 years ago today.
Yeah, that the community is still remembering on their own and having an event today.
And by the way, you can feel like the officer absolutely was found not guilty. You can feel like Philando Castile didn't handle himself right. You're allowed to have those opinions. But it happened 9 years ago, and the station reported that. It's called journalism. It's not that tough. The tragedy in Texas. We'll get to that in moments on CCO. 89 people, Dave. That's the latest number. 89 people dead.
It's going up, too.
And we have a high number of people who are unaccounted for. And let's hope for, on the positive side, stunning recoveries that we never could have imagined. Unprecedented. Hard to fathom. You see the video. You see some of the time-lapse video. And you see it changing minute by minute. Where people, and a lot of these warnings, we're going to get to whether there were enough warnings. A lot of these warnings were in the middle of the night. You know what a lot of people are doing in the middle of the night? Shocker, they're sleeping. And there are so many heartbreaking stories. We're going to give you a few. But I just want to give you a little bit on some of the debate over this area. So about 50,000 people in this part of Texas. When it has a nickname of Flash Flood Alley, that's a concern. So they contemplated installing in 2017 a flood warning system. It was rejected as too expensive. The county has an annual budget of $67 million. Lost out a bid to secure the $1 million grant fund for the project. And nobody's saying that would have solved everything. But these are just some examples of things they could have done. People living in this Guadalupe area in Kier County, they're aware of other flash floods. This goes back to 1987. The river again swept away a school bus. Teens from the church camp were hearing so much about Camp Mystic, right? 27 girls and counselors dead. You see, I mean, honestly, you see the pictures and you just want to just break into tears. 87, 10 people killed off a bus, just swept away. Another area where the whole state, Texas, has an issue. A backlog of flood management projects totaling some, here's the total project, $54 billion across the state. Lawmakers so far have allocated only a fraction of the money needed for flood projects throughout the state's flood infrastructure fund, about $669 million. Even as state lawmakers have been asking for help for years. Now on the National Weather Service. We know with Doge, Donald's good buddy, Elon, there were key positions cut. No doubt at all about that. We know in the area there were six positions that were vacant. Do we know 1,000% if those positions would have been filled that everything would have changed dramatically? We don't. We just don't. We're putting ourselves in a greater position, in my opinion, Dave, for more incidents to happen, which may not be as dramatic and as hard to predict as this, because you look at just the reporting on the National Weather Service from the folks who were there, because it's not like no one was there, but they weren't predicting anything like this. And it's an issue that we talk about in this state and everywhere across the country. Guess what? They don't get it right all the time. It's impossible to get it right all the time. And in this case, they were off by a lot. Would I have rather had those six positions filled? Yeah. Would I like to see some government waste and fraud eliminated? Of course. But considering our weather and where we're headed in this country and just where we're at status quo now, cutting the National Weather Service and compared to continuing the tax cuts and the money we're going to save on cutting National Weather Service positions compared to continuing the tax cuts, you're bleeping kidding me, right? But I'm not saying here, I'm not going to be the hot shot talk. I guarantee if all those positions were filled, nobody would have died because there's zero proof of that, right?
Yeah, of course there's zero proof. Now, many meteorologists, folks within the weather community, I guess we'll call it, have said, you know, once cuts started happening at the National Weather Service, that this is going to be a disaster. Sooner or later, this has come to get us, whether it's flood situations, whether it's hurricane situations, whatever it is, that, you know, we're going to miss things. Things will not be covered as well as they were. And, you know, we certainly had plenty of issues with floods and hurricanes before cuts were made.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, you can't say this is for sure because Donald Trump and Doge, Elon Musk made these cuts. All, you know, all the people would have moved out of the way of the floods. Everything would have been great. Nobody would have died. That's absurd, you know. But you can at least point to say, hey, maybe this is a problem. Maybe we need to look into this. Maybe we, you know, those six positions, were they a problem? Or was cutting them a problem?
Or what other positions going forward, like you alluded to? It's again, he's out there with the chainsaw right away, and we're going to get to the third party in an hour or so. And, I mean, there were folks in nuclear positions we had to bring back because it was done by intelligent people involved, but just in such a haphazard way. Here's another thing that is just idiotic that was out there. And let's start with the leader, this nonsense, your ex-girlfriend, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm.
Because I saw multiple influential individuals who were convinced, again, this is control of the weather.
That's right. Cloud seeding.
Bill Gates controlling the weather. Yeah, Bill Gates, who's given how many billions of dollars to organizations across the globe trying to save people. But now what he's trying to do is seed the clouds to kill people.
It's the long play.
I guess in areas where he doesn't agree with them politically, is that what people think?
Yeah, he's throwing us off his scent, like donating all those billions.
God. How foolish are you? I dropped my sheet.
You need the sheet. Got to have the sheet. It's very important to have the sheet.
You're just ignorant.
If you think... Even Ted Cruz today was saying, no, we're not manipulating the weather. Nobody's doing that. Stop it.
Honestly. And it's just manipulating the weather to go get people you disagree with and to potentially kill them.
Yes.
So here's Marjorie, who shows her lack of intellect on a regular basis. I'm introducing a bill that prohibits the injection, release, or dispersion of chemicals or substances into the atmosphere for the express purpose of altering weather, temperature, climate, or sunlight intensity. It will be a felony offense. I've been researching weather modification, working with the Legislative Council for months writing this bill. We must end this dangerous and deadly practice of weather modification and geoengineering. If you think this was like 2 months ago and I'm cherry picking? No, it was Saturday at 8 a.m. when this story was unfolding. Another person is running for Congress in Texas, adamantly convinced we're modifying the weather. I saw plenty of people with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers, and people agreeing with them that somehow big government or former big government or the deep state is controlling the weather. You need to meditate, man. You need to try something like reading a book, reading some science, and getting off the conspiracy theory. It is disgusting that 89 people are dead, and your first thought is, It's Bill Gates. He's coming to kill people. Get a grip. More on this story when we come back. 651-461-9226. My family, whether it's my father when he was with us, my sister, my kids, for decades, when it's been our insurance for our cars, for our homes, or other businesses, including on the real estate side, we're going with one place. We're going with American Family, now run by Amber Scholl. Amber Scholl has been a part of this office for 15 years. I've been dealing with Amber for a long time. And well before that, I moved back in 1990. And I have only worked with one office, the office that Amber Scholl runs with American Family. And I know American Family has branch after branch after branch. I want you to go with TeamScholl.com. Team, you know how to spell that. And then Scholl, there's just two L's. SCHOLL.com. We've already received, or Amber has in her team, multiple people, whether they can help you with the condo association, homeowners association. How do you feel about your car insurance? Do you know it's worth going to TeamScholl.com? How about your homes? I mean, you get some real estate. Just questions. Amber and a good team, smart team, they can help you out. And it's the only company I've used for 35 years. They're with American Family, TeamScholl.com. Among these stories coming out of the tragedy in the Hill Country down in Texas, gentleman heard screams Friday morning. He's surviving the flood damage. He's in Center Point, Texas. He sees a young woman sitting in the branches of a tree above the floodwaters. She's in the tree. Two boats from fire departments arrived after his phone call. They climbed up the tree, tossed her a life jacket. She put it on, released the grip, the branches, dropped in the raft. You know how far she had traveled from the camp she was with her family? 20 miles. 20 miles before she ends up in this tree and she's rescued.
It's unfathomable.
Yeah. Until you see the video where it goes from benign to what is happening to serious to cataclysmic. And then you're right. It still is unfathomable. 20 miles.
And you see the video, by the way, benign to cataclysmic in the matter of 20 minutes,
yeah.
30 minutes.
Correct. How about this dad? He tried to kayak to his daughters. They were staying in Hill Country. This is near Hunt, Texas. They're there with their young daughters and grandparents. And by the time he notices the water, it's just going up and up and up. It's almost to the neck of his wife as they escape. By the time they can even try to get to the daughters or the grandparents, they're gone. They have found the daughters dead. And the grandparents, as of late Sunday, I've not seen an update yet, are unaccounted for. The girls, at some point during the tragedy, had texted their parents, "I love you." Then this individual, Scott Ruskin, I think I have it, he's been giving credit. He's a 26-year-old with the U.S. Coast Guard. And a lot of people are giving credit for all the work he did, because triage at Camp Mystic, again, this is the place where the girls have this camp for decades and decades and decades. Counselors. It's like my boys have Camp Chippo.
Yeah.
Okay. Cass Lake, where you go sometimes. Michael is a part of Camp Chippewa right now. Hunter and Griffin went, I think, combined 15 years. You know, there are camps like that all across the country. Camp Mystic, these 27 girls and counselors gone. He was involved. from Homeland Security, rescue swimmer Scott Ruskin directly saved 165 lives.
Wow.
Because we have 89 people who are gone, are dead. As you said, high numbers still unaccounted for. And it's horrifying. We also, within this, have rescue missions that are amazing. The decency, the kindness, the courage that people showed, and the folks who just had absolutely no chance. And we're still trying to determine if we can find any rescue, because it's not just recovery, it's still rescue, but for who knows how much longer. CBS, Susie, and Overrated, early next hour.